John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before my ordination, I spent the best part of a decade studying and then working in a university known round here as the Other Place. My old college, Queen's College, is probably best known for its iconic mathematical bridge, which connects together the two sides of the college, separated by the River Cam. The bridge acts as a crossover point between the old side of the college, otherwise known as the dark side, and the newer side, which boasts of modern facilities, even if the architecture leaves something to be desired. Many bridges are impressive feats of construction and design. I'm sure we can all think of examples: Tower Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bridge of Sighs. Bridges can be aesthetically impressive in this way, or just largely functional. What they all seem to have in common is the purpose of connection, easing the journey between two points that would otherwise be very hard, if not impossible, to travel between. A bridge is an interesting metaphor to explore as we consider our reading from the letter to the Hebrews, because the Latin word for high priest, pontifex, literally means bridge builder. And although the original Greek of the passage does not have this particular meaning, the concept of a high priest as a bridge builder or mediator does fit the context. The passage uses imagery from the ritual life of the Jewish temple as a way of trying to understand the sacrificial meaning of Christ's death and resurrection. It begins by describing the role of the human high priest as a mediator between mortals and God. The high priest offers gifts and sacrifices as a way of trying to make up for all the ways in which human beings fall short of divine perfection, most obviously through our sin and weaknesses. The problem, of course, is that the human high priest is just that, human. No amount of human sacrifice or effort can ever really bridge the gap between our imperfect humanity and God. A different kind of high priest is needed, one who is both divine and human, one who enters our human predicament, and whose sacrificial death and resurrection brings about atonement, at-one-ment, the ultimate kind of bridge building. There have been many theories and understandings of atonement put forward throughout Christian history, and it's interesting, I think, that the early church, despite formulating very precise language for the Trinity and for understanding the person and natures of Christ, did not specify one doctrine of atonement at the exclusion of others. In light of this, it might be most helpful to explore today's readings, not in the context of any particular theory of atonement, but on this general theme of the bridge-building ministry of Christ and what it might teach us today. On the one hand, we can understand the bridge-building ministry of Christ in vertical terms, bridging earth and heaven, humanity and divinity, death and life. We hear something of the depths of Christ's humanity expressed in the Hebrews reading, his human tears and cries and suffering. God in Christ is close to all those who suffer today. And yet we also catch a glimpse of his divinity, his perfect connection to God through prayer, his status as the only begotten Son. In building this bridge between us and God, Christ enables us to live freely and with a sense of peace. We do not need to try and achieve salvation by our own efforts. We can prayerfully trust in Christ, the source of our eternal salvation. In addition to this vertical kind of bridge building between God and us, Christ also left us an example of what it means to build horizontal bridges between other people. He built bridges between enemies, like Jews and Samaritans. He built bridges between men and women, between people of different cultures and ethnicities, across multi-generational lines, between the religious elite and the tax collectors and sinners. He taught us that bridge building of this kind requires a perspective that seems to be at odds with the way most of us are trained to think. Rather than thinking about life in terms of success, status, power, influence, a bit like James and John in our gospel reading, we are asked to adopt a perspective of service, looking to the needs of others in humility and with compassion. A perspective of service can enable us to build bridges, because when we look beyond our own needs and towards the needs of others, we recognize our shared humanity. We notice the things that unite us rather than divide us. We show curiosity in trying to understand the world from another person's standpoint. And so we might ask ourselves today, how might I follow this example of bridge building in the way I choose to live? Am I trying to build bridges with those I disagree with? Am I trying to approach disagreements with humility and curiosity about the other person's view? Am I trying to build bridges across generational lines by interacting with those older or younger than me? Am I trying to build bridges with those who come from a different ethnicity or culture or faith than me? Am I building bridges, or am I walling myself off with people who think exactly like me? These questions are important because we do seem to be living through a time of great division. Whether that's the culture wars or the social, economic, and geographical divisions that the pandemic has exposed, or even the sadly divided status of the Christian church. We need more than ever to hear this message of bridge building and to pray for the grace and courage to internalize it and follow it in the way we choose to live. Oxford may not have quite so many bridges as Cambridge, but it has just as many opportunities for bridge building. In our daily lives and in the life of our church, may we look to build bridges, not just for success, but also for service, following the example of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.